Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legends. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, Liam Ramo. Hey, what's up, Max? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Not much, you?
Not bad. You know, just enjoying this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I want same here, man. I hope everybody's going to enjoy their Memorial Day weekend and stay safe, have fun, and enjoy some sports. But before you get to that, let's get down to business. We talk sports, entertainment, everything else. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. We're going to tip off a little NBA draft and the shocker of the night. And, of course, we'll talk about that momentarily. We'll talk about what's going on in the latest sports in New York with the Mets and the Yankees, as both teams are free-falling. We're also going to preview the Rangers-Lightning series, as the series is Game 5. It's even at 2-2. We'll also recap the NBA playoffs as well. And in the end, as usual, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE, and a major signing by WWE in NXT.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll get to that momentarily at the end of the show. But, of course, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, feel free to share your thoughts on all of the topics and then some. And with that, let's talk the NBA draft. As you know, the NBA draft happened on Thursday night, and everything went as planned to the NBA experts until we got down to the final four. And of course, you know, the shocker of the night was the Lakers leapfrogged the Knicks in the second spot, and basically, the Lakers have the number two pick, and the Knicks shockingly got the fourth pick, and everything went as planned, and Minnesota won the number one pick overall, as everybody expected them to do.
Yeah.
And it was very shocking, man, to say the least. Oh, Mac, I'm just getting breaking news here. Kobe Bryant was just arrested for apparently stealing the number two pick from the New York Knicks. more information on that pending. But seriously, I mean, were you watching the draft?
Oh yeah, I saw the whole thing.
Oh my goodness, everything was going as planned, man. I'm nervous. I'm like, okay, number five. It's I forgot. Was it Pistons? I can't even remember. And then number four. I'm like, oh man, please. I'm like, please don't. And as soon as I was like, number four, the New York Knicks. I'm like, oh my gosh, man.
Yeah, we didn't even make the top three, man.
Oh man. And then afterwards, I changed the channel. I think it was a Met game at that time, so I switched back to the Met game. I think it was. Man, it was damn.
It was interesting.
And afterwards, I'm like, you know what? Let me, for curiosity's sake, I checked back like maybe 5 minutes later to see who won. And sure enough, everything fell into a plan except for the Lakers, you know, mugging the Knicks of the number two pick.
I know.
And, you know, that basically kills our chances of most likely getting Towns or Okafor this in next month's draft. So,
yeah.
What's your thoughts on it, man?
I mean, I was devastated, man. You would think that we had the second worst record in the NBA and we fall all the way to number four. I mean, Knicks just can't win these days, man.
Yeah, they can't even win by losing.
For real.
They don't even know how to lose right. I mean, for a franchise who has been losing for, like, other than that, you know, that year when they lost to the Pacers, I mean, in a sense, that was a losing since we didn't even make it to the decent, you know, we lost basically. We didn't make it to the finals, so
yeah.
We didn't win the championship. So either way you look at it, we lost anyway, but at least they were playing like the Knicks that year. What, 2-3 years ago? I lost count. But, you know, the Knicks, man, it's a long time from 73, man.
Yeah, well, good thing they, at number four, they could probably get a decent point guard or...
Yeah.
I hear there's another big man in the draft, Zordinsky. He's like a...
Right. Frank Zordinsky, I think his name is.
I think so. It's a 7-footer from, Australia, Germany, one of those European countries. And, you know, some people are saying that he might even go number one, maybe.
And some people are also thinking Knicks are going to go after Justice Winslow. You know, the guard from Duke.
Right.
Of course, Okafor's teammate. Some people think they're going to go after Monday, you know.
Yeah.
He played overseas in China.
Or Russell. Russell's supposed to be
right.
The best point guard in the, in the
right.
draft.
Russell, too. But Russell is expected to go in the third pick to 76ers. But, you know... We'll see. We're not gonna find out until the draft next month. I think it's on the 25th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But we're gonna find out. Hopefully, Knicks can make the right pick, because you know, You know, basically, Phil Jackson has to make the right move. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great players who've been picked below four. You know, like Stephen Curry, he got picked with the 7th pick, and Knicks
That's
know
true.
Very well, you know, because Knicks had the 8th pick, and I think they picked, well, it was a Jordan Hill, I think, at that point.
Right.
So, you can get great players, you know, 5th or below. But you gotta be smart. You gotta hit a home run. And the Knicks, they're coming off the worst record of their history. I think, what is it, 17-65? I mean, I'd have to do the math. I can't remember. Maybe 14. I lost the count. But anyway, we have 65 losses.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a good season. We definitely have to rebound from this season and have a much better year next season.
And the best way the Knicks could have rebounded is by getting a dominant center. Da-dum-ding!
Yeah, but we definitely needed that in this draft.
But that most likely, you know, they're most likely not going to get the top two dominant centers. But hey, you never know. This, you know, the draft is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Jordan. Two people got drafted before him, and one of them, I believe, was Sam Bowie. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you know, anything's possible. But there's with the fourth pick. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say we just have to hope and see, man. The draft was gonna be in middle June or late June, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just gonna have to cross our fingers and watch to see what the Knicks do.
Oh yeah, and most importantly, what the other three teams ahead of them are gonna do.
Yeah.
Including the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, Knicks, if they can't get a big man in the draft, then they might just have to re-sign one of those free agents, like Aldridge, you know. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah, man. Either way, we're going to find out soon enough. But Knicks cannot mess this up, man. This guy has to be a franchise player. Whoever, whether he's a center or a point guard or whatever, man, you know,
yeah.
They can't mess this up because this franchise, they've made a lot of mistakes lately.
For real.
I mean, one of them, in my opinion, was letting go of Donnie Walsh, the guy who, in my opinion, single-handedly fixed the Knicks franchise. But he's with the Pacers right now, so, you know.
Yeah, I wish he was still here.
You know, hopefully Phil Jackson will, you know, the guy, we all know the guy knows talent, especially superstar talent. So hopefully he can free agency. He can whip out that checkbook and wine and dine some of these superstars and make them sign here and ultimately sign. You know, get a great player with the 4th pick, or you know, of course, there's an option they might trade that pick and get a veteran. But I mean, we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we're definitely gonna keep an eye out what's gonna happen. You know, and with the Knicks. But with that said, Kobe Bryant has just been released from prison now. So, in any case, I guess speaking of Kobe Bryant, all seriousness, he's next year is going to most likely be his last and 20th season in the NBA.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, you know, most likely they're going to try to go all out to try to get that title for him in his, you know, kind of like, you know, what the Yankees try to do for Jeter, you know, this last, you know, season. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is time for Kobe to pack it up. I mean, he's going to be 37. So getting up there, you know, he's been injury prone these last few years, you know. So it's probably time for him to pack it up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let the young guys like, you know, LeBron, Durant, and Curry take over.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in the playoffs right now, so they're trying to make a name for themselves. You know, LeBron, he won two championships. He's trying to win his third ever and the first ever in Cleveland.
Yep.
So you know he's trying to make he already made a name for himself, but you know he's him and Kobe is always gonna have those Michael Jordan comparisons, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So LeBron, you know, LeBron is just doing what he's doing right now. His team is leading 2-0, I think, in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's looking to go to the to his fifth straight finals.
I know. Not bad, not bad at all, man.
Yeah.
And he's trying to bring the first ever title to Cleveland, his hometown team.
Well, they're playing like, you know, they're on a mission to win the title.
Oh yeah, they're like Mabel and Mo. They're men on a mission.
Mhm. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. And the Hawks. Man, the Hawks, man, they look like they're a team of destiny, but you know, they're facing LeBron James. You know, a determined LeBron James who's desperate to bring that title back to Cleveland. You know, he came back after a 4-year hiatus with the Heat, won two titles with Dwayne Wade and Bosch when they formed the Big Three, you know, years ago. And he's going to try to bring another title, you know, with his sidekick Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, hopefully Kyrie, you know, plays tonight. I don't know. They're not sure if he's going to play, but it's a possibility. And Kyle Korver's out. It looks like he injured
right.
himself game two, so now he's out for the season.
Exactly, which is a big blow. Which is a big blow for the Hawks. I mean, that guy, he's a 3-point monster, man. This guy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's career-wise, you know, this guy is always a threat behind the 3-point line. And, you know, that's gonna hurt the Hawks, man.
That's a big blow.
It is.
They're already down 0-2. This is not helping.
No doubt about that, man. And the winner of that series is going to face the Warrior and Rocket series. And the Warriors, man, they came out to play, man. They're up 3-0.
Yeah, the Warriors, this whole playoffs, it can't be stopped.
Exactly.
I mean, they were down 2-1 to Grizzlies, but they came back and won that series, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they just shoot lights out, and they run the ball. They score points like it's a video game almost.
For real. With the Splash Brothers, Curry and Thompson.
Yeah.
And
they're a great team.
And Steve Kerr, the guy who spurred the Knicks, you know, for the head coaching job, obviously he made a brilliant move, inheriting
yeah.
inheriting Mark Jackson's team, and he's poised to take them to the title, you know.
Yeah, you know, it looks like he did make the right decision by not coming to the Knicks.
Yeah,
It's not even
up for debate, man. I mean,
yeah.
Look at the Knicks right now and the Warriors. I mean,
exactly.
What can we say?
Smart man.
He is. Unfortunately, I can't knock it. I mean, it's you know, two plus two is four. I mean,
for real.
That's fair, man.
Yep.
But what was I gonna say? Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting series because the Rockets, they came down from a 3-1 deficit against the Clippers, and right now they're in the hole again.
One game away from elimination.
They're gonna try to do what no team in NBA history has done and come back from a 3-0 deficit.
It's gonna be very tough.
Oh yeah, it's never been done. It's only happened in hockey a few times and in baseball once, but I don't know what year or what team. You know, it might be two AL East teams, but
yeah.
We won't mention that.
Yeah, it seems like you bring that up every week.
We're historians, you know. We're historians. We got to bring that up.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the 2004 Red Sox versus Yankees, but.
No, it's definitely not.
But with that, let's talk about the Yankees. And
the
Yankees are going to try to win tonight against the Rangers, the Power Rangers. And CC's a bad deal, man. He's not looking too good, man. He's, what, he only won one game this year, and he couldn't even finish the third inning.
Yeah, he's actually 2-5 this year, but his ERA is like close to 6, and he didn't have a good last outing. And right now, Yankees have come back to earth a little bit after leading the division for the first month. It looks like they've come back to earth. They lost one of their last 10 games. They won in 9 in their last 10 games. They've lost 5 in a row. So they've been struggling lately. And tonight, you know, they got to get this game. You know, they got to beat the Rangers to get some confidence back.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And, yeah, I mean, it's not looking too good with the Mets either. You know, Mets, they got their butt handed to them by the Pirates. They got mugged by the Pirates, man. And
Harvey doesn't look like Harvey lately. What's going on?
And I can explain why. His two worst starts of the year is when he have extra days of rest.
Mm.
So I think there's something to that. You know, he pitched. I think on he had two extra days of rest. I think when he pitched yesterday, and he didn't have. He had his literally the worst start of his career. He, I think he only pitched 3 innings, and he gave up 7 runs, disaster. And Mets lost today 9-1. They just got bust up by the Pirates this whole series, man. There was no redeeming qualities about this whole matchup. But what can we do, man? Both New York teams got to get their acts together and try to put some W's on the board and score some runs and pitch better.
For real.
But another team in New York who's, actually redeemed themselves is the Rangers. And tonight the series is tied 2-2. Game 5 is later tonight. And Rangers, they're going to try to go up 3-2. And, the last game 3 and game 2 and 3 was really scary because Lundqvist gave up 6 goals in 2 consecutive games, man. I mean, Lundqvist is arguably the best goalie in the game. And for him to be giving up more than 3 goals is shocking enough. But 6 goals, I mean, you know, thank God he rebounded game 4. And he helped the Rangers win by the final score of 5-1. Rick Nash scored 2 goals. St. Louis, he scored his first goal of the playoffs. So Rangers need that.
Yeah.
In order to win this series.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Garden tonight, so hopefully they could get this one, and they're just one win away from going to Stanley Cup Finals if they win tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And they definitely got it. They got to try to win it in 6. They can't play around. I mean, they've been down 3-1 last year and the past series. You know, they definitely got to jump on top of a team while they have the momentum right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully they, like you said, they can win this game and then get them one game away from going back to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
And back-to-back years. And then they'll face the winner of the Blackhawks Anaheim Ducks series.
Let's go Rangers.
Yeah, no doubt. And switching gears to payback. Seth Rollins, as we expected, he retained the title. He is still the reigning defending WWE champion, unfortunately. And there was briefly a reunion between with the Shield when they powerbombed Randy Orton through a table. So, I mean, that was interesting to see. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. It's that whole pay-per-view wasn't bad. You know, it was okay, but you know, it wasn't a great pay-per-view.
It wasn't. It was a decent pay-per-view, but basically it was a rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch. I mean,
pretty much.
For like the last 4 months or so, it's like the same matches over and over again.
For real.
And we're not even counting Raw and SmackDown. We're just talking about the pay-per-view events. The Cena Rusev feud is finally over, and Cena won 3 consecutive. I'm trying to remember.
I think it is 3 consecutive.
Yeah, it was 3 consecutive because Cena, Rusev beat him the first time by cheating. Cena won the title at WrestleMania, and then he's won Extreme Rules and then Payback. So, that's 3 consecutive pay-per-view events. And now Lana's gone. Lana's with Ziggler. And basically, Rusev is the new Alberto Del Rio. you know, this could kill his career. I mean, just like when Ricardo Rodriguez left, well, actually, Alberto Del Rio kicked out Ricardo Rodriguez from being his manager. Rusev did the same exact thing and got rid of Lana.
And that's a bad move.
It is a bad move. And basically, you know, he's just going to – now he's no longer associated with the Russian Federation. And he's, you know, he's going to, you know, stick with his Bulgarian roots.
Mm.
So no more USA versus Russia Cold War rivalry. That feud is over.
I feel that's been going on for a year now.
Yeah, so that's over. So basically all the stuff that Rusev had, I mean, other than his, you know, athleticism – you know, they're all gone. You know, Lana's gone. I mean, he's a talented wrestler, but the stuff that he needed to get himself over and set him apart, they're all gone from him. So,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens to Rusev. And I'm trying to remember what else happened in the pay-per-view event. I'm trying to think. Intercontinental title is going to be defended at Elimination Chamber. Dean Ambrose is going to get a rematch for the WWE title at Payback. And back to the Intercontinental title, some people are thinking Rusev and Lana might secretly be, you know, in cahoots and try to win the Intercontinental title. But
I could see that happening.
I could see that happening, but I don't think so. I think WWE is planting the seeds that, you know, she's going to be like the top diva or whatnot. So I think her and Rusev are done, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. You know, that's a good idea. You know, maybe she turns on Ziggler, helps Rusev win the title.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was thinking about when Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez parted ways, and then Ricardo Rodriguez started managing RVD, and I thought that swerve was going to happen too, but then WWE released Ricardo Rodriguez, so nothing came out of that. As a matter of fact, all three of those guys aren't with WWE right now.
That's true.
But, you know, we'll definitely see what happens. I don't think anything else major happened in the Payback that I could think of.
Not really. It's the same old matches we've been seeing for the last few months.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's just basically it.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, he made his debut on NXT. Samoa Joe, you know, he made his debut, and basically he's now part of NXT. He's going to fight his first match this Wednesday. It's already taped, but they're going to air it on Wednesday night.
Yeah, big name in TNA. Now he's with NXT. Hopefully he'll be with the WWE very soon here.
Exactly. And, you know, they teased the feud between him and Kevin Owens, you know, two independent wrestlers who, you know, they fought each other in the past. And they're teasing a possible, matchup between the two of them in the very near future.
Right.
But before that, Kevin Owens, the NXT champion, he's going to battle John Cena at the next week at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view event.
So that's going to be interesting.
Very interesting. And Kevin Owens has a successful title defense of the NXT title because he pop-up powerbombed, Sami Zayn in their matchup. So he retained the title. He injured him, so like outside of the ring, and of course you know Kevin Owens also on Monday Night Raw, he made a statement against John Cena by doing the very same pop up powerbomb finisher on Cena, and basically was challenging him, saying that Cena doesn't have to give him advice because he himself is a veteran, even though he's an NXT rookie. So that's going to be interesting to see who will win, Cena versus Owens.
Yeah, of course Cena is going to win, but
I would pick Cena, but I think Owens is going to win, surprisingly. But we'll definitely talk more about that next week when we give our Elimination Chamber, you know, preview. You have any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show at IMAX, Saturdays at 11. And I'm making a check out Sports and Religion every Sunday. That's it.
Thank you very much. Check out both shows. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports and Religion. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews, I'm William Ramon. I'll see you guys next week. Happy Memorial Day. See you.